Jay-Z's latest venture, the music streaming service Tidal, is getting a lot of attention today. The majority of the company will be owned by artists who lined up at the star-studded rollout yesterday. Jay-Z's wife Beyoncé, Madonna, Usher, and Alicia Keys, who explained the thinking behind artist ownership yesterday.
Because we believe that it is in everyone's interest, fans, artists, and the industry as a whole, to preserve the value of music and to ensure a healthy and robust industry for years to come.
But Tidal's going to face an uphill climb against rivals like Spotify and a new streaming service in the works from Apple. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us now to take a look. And Jason, Spotify has a free option. You can pay a little to avoid ads. But Jay-Z's service, Tidal, is not free. He said yesterday, you drink water for free, pay for your music. So how will Tidal work?
Well, not only is it not free, a regular subscription is going to cost $9.99 a month, about what Spotify costs. But there's also going to be an even less free version, a $19.99 version that has high fidelity tracks. So if that's important to you, if you think you can hear the difference between a regular MP3 and a higher fidelity sound, then hey, this is for you. $20 a month instead of $10 a month. I mean, the other thing that they're saying is that, and Alicia Keys made reference to this yesterday, is that they're going to have exclusive content. Now, these days, most digital releases go on all these streaming platforms that you mentioned at the same time. But what my colleague John Jurgensen is saying is that this could really shake up the world of streaming music.
Well, maybe, but a lot of other people are weighing in, you know, on social media. Here's a tweet from Rami and Michelle. When your favorite starving artists have to create Tidal for All, that's the hashtag, so they can afford their ninth home. I mean, you know, this is seeming like people who already have a lot of money asking for more money from their fans.
Right. I mean, there seems to be quite a bit of suspicion out there that this really is about rich artists getting richer, and that it's not solving the problem of emerging artists not making enough money to sustain them in their profession. Now, there are many say that, you know, streaming, besides it being inevitable, it's already, you know, becoming, you know, nearly a $2 billion industry. The money's not trickling down to these younger artists, but then it is getting exposure for some of these people. But what this means for someone who's not a top tier person, who's not on that A list, whether this is going to benefit them, will they see more money in their pockets? We don't know yet.
Yeah, Taylor Swift, we remember, took her music off Spotify last year. She didn't think that streaming service put the right value on the music. Her content is now on Tidal. But as you say, can you ask an emerging artist to not go on Spotify when that may be the only way they emerge?
Well, that's exactly it. But we're probably not, it's appearing like, talking about emerging artists. But, you know, what Jay-Z is saying is that, and he did say this to another outlet, is that, you know, they're looking at ways to give more money to the artists themselves. And so perhaps you would have some of these emerging artists, you know, getting a little bit more. You know, right now it's just a fraction of a penny per listen. They might be able to offer more money, especially since they're going to be charging more if people are willing to sign up for that, you know, high fidelity track premium model.
Well, and we at Public Radio know what it's like to ask people to pay for what they listen to, you know, and that's what he's saying. Jason Bellini, The Wall Street Journal, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.